Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. John Ledyard and Trevor Sikkema on a Wednesday bringing you guys... Oh, is it Thursday? It's Thursday today. Oh, my... I do this every single week, dude.
Where are you at, man?
I don't know. I'm tripping right now. I get the days of the week confused on a regular basis, which is a strong indicator of how little sleep I get these days. And I can't even blame my baby daughter for it either. So it's just me. It's just my issue amongst... Napa
Know How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag. But most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Many, but we're talking tight ends today. We've got tight end rankings coming your way. I think that we will probably have some anger expressed to us after the show because of the way that we feel about one certain dad bod, dad running type tight end in this class. And I think who kicking off? Are you kicking off today? Yeah, I think you're kicking off. I think I kicked off yesterday. Are you kicking off with tight end five?
I'm trying to pull it up here. My computer's being slow. So okay. You want to go with your tight end five?
Yeah, here we go. Tight end five. I think we have the same tight end five, if I remember correctly, from you told me in the past. But Mike Gesicki from Penn State. I'm sorry, Penn State fans. Dad bod, dad running tight end, man. This dude, he can't block worth a lick. I don't know how he's going to play in line. And I don't think he's a good enough athlete to play flexed. So I think
he's got some highlight reel catches. Yeah. But I mean,
he plays the ball great in the air. There's no question.
Like, yeah.
He's really good at that. And I value that. And I still like some things about Gesicki, but can he be your number one every down tight end? Like, is he going to be in there, all situations? Man, he gets mauled as a blocker. I just don't know. I don't know if he's there at this point. And I'm okay with that if a guy has the flexibility to play tight end and be a mismatch as like a flex guy. But I just don't see that type of talent with him. But, long arms, great catch radius. He really adjusts well to the ball outside his frame. Contested catches are his thing. Hands are really strong. He catches outside his body all the time. So I love those things about him. He does have some deceptive like build-up speed and long strides, but not an explosive mover in really any direction. I think separation and man coverage, if he's flexed out wide against safeties, I think for the most part, is going to be an issue. I don't think he's super explosive out of his routes, rounds off a lot of his patterns. Not a post-catch threat, not an open field threat. Not really, even though he did make a lot of vertical plays, unless he's making a contested catch down the field, I don't really think he's a vertical threat now. You could say that he does do that at a pretty high rate, and if that's translatable, then he may have that vertical ability, but I don't think he has like a speed vertical ability. I think his athleticism is going to be really big in question, and I think that his blocking is going to be a really big question mark. So can he improve in the second way? That'll be one of the keys, I think.
Yeah, Gesicki is not even on my top five. So,
Penn State listeners are like turning this off.
I haven't talked about him there. My fifth guy is actually Chris Herndon from Miami. Played behind David Njoku last year, obviously.
How about that?
I mean, like, we thought Njoku didn't get a ton of usage. And so, like, it's weird that to think the guy behind him, I'm already talking about as like tight end five or having potential for the next class. But, things in the spring game that I saw from him both years, I thought that he flashed a little bit in the playing time that he got. And then even the very scarce tape that we have on him, he's pretty athletic. He shows a good amount of potential. Oh, yeah. And like, I love, guys that can stay on the line and block and everything. But like, receiving is such a big part of the NFL from tight end position. And it's such a mismatch thing that I think Herndon's pretty dang good at it. So I mean, there's not a ton to say about him other than his potential because we just haven't seen a lot of it. But from the little glimpses that I've seen, I like building off of that more than tight ends that I've already realized are limited to limited in the NFL. So that's why, he's my fifth guy.
I think that's well said. I also like Herndon. He's my fourth guy. And we kind of hinted at him. A listener, I wish I could remember who it is. One of you guys who is a listener, probably still listening, hopefully, if we haven't scared you off yet. But you sent me like Chris Herndon's name and some of his stuff to watch. And I was like, whoa, who is this kid? Like, I know about Njoku from last year, but who is this Chris Herndon kid? Made some really nice catches, but was a threat after the catch. Looked like an athlete, big guy, long arms. Look like a mismatch type. I have not seen very much of him as a blocker, but I was really excited about what I saw from him as a receiver. I think he projects well to the mold that NFL teams are looking for. So I'm hopeful about him, and he is my number four guy for a lot of the reasons you said as well. So I'm excited about what Chris Herndon might offer this year. He might be the guy who kind of, you know, comes out of nowhere type of tight end and makes his mark this season. I'm really pumped to see what he offers and that Miami offense, which is going to have quite a few talented players around him too, that will help keep the pressure off him. I think he can do some damage.
My fourth guy is a guy, my tight end four, maybe not a lot of people have talked about or know unless you're really getting a head start in your scouting, and that's Adam Brenneman, who is from UMass. Mm-hmm. He is 6'4", 250 pounds. I got this all in front of me here because I would have forgotten it otherwise. Had 800 receiving yards last year with 8 TDs. He was a second-team All-American, and he is I don't know how well he's going to ever be in line, you know, trying to block edge guys in the NFL, but in that kind of almost like H-back kind of slot tight end role, almost like I hate saying this because people freak out when I bring his name up, but like it's like an Aaron Hernandez thing.
You think he's going to kill people? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. he reminds me a lot of the things and the ways that you can get creative with how Hernandez was in a two tight end system. And we're going to start seeing a lot more two tight end systems in the NFL, I think, because people are going to, you know, we're seeing it with the Bucs, certainly.
Did you write about that recently?
I did.
Wow.
Yes.
Why don't you plug that?
Okay. You guys should read it. It's all about the two tight end in the NFL and how that's actually the future of the NFL. So go read it. It's a cover three. It's on PeterReport.com. And educate yourself so you can make your coworkers look stupid.
Yes. Good piece for a change.
So thank you. Appreciate it. So, wow. All right. Well, so he's my tight end four. I think there's a lot of mismatch potential with him. And just because the way the NFL is going, I like how smooth he is when he's catching and running passes. Running routes, catching passes, whatever it is. He's just a smooth athlete for a guy who is the size that he is. And so that'll always catch my eye, especially if you can get it done as a receiver and a tight end. So
Brenneman's kind of plain to me, but you're right. He's just a solid player. Like, I don't really know how great. Like, I don't watch him and like think, oh my gosh, this guy's gonna dominate this one area of the game or anything. But
I don't think dominate either. Right. But like, you know, in a two tight end set, if you've got another guy who you know is a much more dominant tight end, and then all of a sudden you throw a guy like this on the field, then you know teams don't have two specialists to guard tight ends. They just don't. There's not enough of them.
Right.
So when you know, if you pair him with a better tight end in the NFL and then all of a sudden throw this guy out there too, defense just go, well. And so I don't think he has to dominate, but being a mismatch is just who he can be.
Yeah, be who you can be. Good life lesson, just in general. Troy Fumagalli. Troy Fumagalli is my number three tight end, the Wisconsin guy. A lot of people have him as tight end number one.
The Wisconsin guy.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be like scout talk. You know how they like skip saying these players' names?
That's true.
The Arkansas kid, the LSU kid, like the kid from Houston. You know, they don't say people's full names for whatever reason.
That is true, actually.
but I like Fumagalli, shorthanded guy, I think, for the most part. Savvy route runner, not really explosive, not really a great athlete. But the kind of guy that can get open in the middle of the field, short to intermediate, can work that area really well, and I think will make a lot of catches outside his frame. Just a tough kid. I like what he brings to the table. Do I think he's great? Do I think he's standoutish in really any key way? No. But I do think he offers enough that I would like to have him as like a number two or number one tight. No, I don't think this tight end class is anywhere near last year's tight end classes. I'm really only excited, you know, quote unquote excited, heavily about the top two guys probably, more than anybody else maybe. But I do like enough of what Fumagalli brings to the table that I'd consider him sometime in that day two range, I think.
Fumagalli is my third guy too. Best tight end in the class with only nine fingers. So, because he only needs nine fingers. Exactly. So that makes a lot of the catches that he's making even more impressive, folks.
That's
so,
true.
But I think you're right. I think he's an early day two guy. At this point, certainly, but I don't know. He showed a pretty well-rounded game and even had some highlight catches in there for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So I know this tight end class isn't as touted at the top, maybe, or maybe as athletic. That might be a better way to say it. But I still think that Fumagalli is a nice tight end prospect. So
yeah, he's a good player. My number two tight end's an even better player, though, but slightly. Dallas Goedert. I really like this kid. I think he will get, if some people are hyping him probably more than I would, I guess maybe the easiest way to say it.
That's a subtweet.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think that like some people like see anybody.
Nah, you're talking right at me. It's fine.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't even know that. Shoot.
Sorry. Whatever.
I didn't mean to subtweet talk you.
Like, no, whatever. Yeah, me next time.
Goedert is really adept at plucking the ball out of the air with his strong hands. I mean, he just really has kind of natural body control, natural ball skills. Fluid adjustments to off-target throws. I think he's a better athlete than Fumagalli and Gesicki. I still don't think we're talking about like a rare flex athlete type of player. I think he needs to learn to be a little more nuanced as a route runner. I think Fumagalli's probably more technical than he is, but Goedert has a lot more upside, more explosive abilities, maybe even in the air than Fumagalli. So things can improve as a blocker. I think he does some pretty good things as a blocker. But I think that he still has ways to go in his development overall, but I think he has a higher ceiling than a lot of the other tight ends in this class. So I get excited about him because when you see ball skills like that, when you see the ability to at least separate from linebackers and kind of dominate the middle of the field, I think that and enough as a blocker, like he's a considerably better blocker than Gesicki. I think that then you can start to get excited about what he could be. So to me, Goedert isn't necessarily a finished product right now. I don't like think he's like top 50 lock or anything like that. Right now, I would have him. So I think I have him sometime in round three. It would be my range for him. But I still like him as a tight end. I think he offers a good bet. I like him a little more than Shaheen last year's class.
I would have if he liked Chipotle less.
By the way, have to interrupt you. Because yeah. I was at a birthday thing for someone, like a big celebration thing. It was like a multiple party type deal, but the people had the party catered by Chipotle. I don't know if you've seen that. I'm sure you have because you're a Chipotle addict. But it was completely off the chain. They had like all the fixings and everything. There were like 15 different types of meat. I was like, what is this? This is heaven. They came in these huge boxes, and I was just like, I should have taken a picture and sent it to you because it was amazing. It was like Chipotle heaven. It was like, I don't know, man. It was one of those special things that you just knew God was real in that moment.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for finally experiencing it.
Well, I've never had Chipotle, but.
No, I know, but like a catered Chipotle party because they're incredible. It's like enjoying Chipotle in an outside setting, which you didn't think you could do before, but now you can. Yeah. So.
And like everything that Chipotle offers was like everything it was incredible.
Well, yeah, you got to do it right. Yeah. You know.
Amen.
You're not going to deprive the people.
Yeah. Always got to give the people what they want. That's what we're about on this show. Anyway, tight end, what is this, tight end two for you or tight end?
Tight end two for me. Oh. Mark Andrews from Oklahoma. That's the whole I wish he were maybe more athletic here and there that I had with Brenneman, that exists with Andrews. You know, the same thing with how he runs his routes, how sure his catching is, even how spectacular his catching could be. Like, I think Andrews is a total mismatch guy who can have a lot of success in the NFL as a slot tight end. And he's played slot. They have him on the outside, which you're seeing a lot more of in the NFL. And that just, I think where the NFL is going just bodes well, so well for Andrews' brand and who he is tight end. He's not the most dominant guy on the line. So he's not going to be much of an inline tight end in the NFL, at least I don't think right now, certainly. But that doesn't matter to me because of how slippery he is and how savvy he is in the passing game. And when you are, when you are as big as he is, and he is even more athletic than Brenneman is, then there is a place for you. And there's going to be a good place for you on a team that knows how to use you right. And so I think Andrews can have a lot of success and is a top 50. He's going to be certainly a top 50 pick, I think.
I hope he gets tons of targets this year. He's my number one guy. I think he's the only tight end in the class. that I've seen so far that I watch him and I think this guy could be in the first round and I could deal with it. You know, not, I don't like him more than any of the top three guys from last year, but I like him a lot. I think he would be tight end four for me if he was in last year's class. And, you know, that's saying something because I thought the first three were first rounders. So he's 6'5", 253. I think he needs to finish contested catches a little bit better, although he does flash the ability to do that. There were times where he took a shot and couldn't hang on to the football, the Ohio State game, a couple examples in that one. Those are the catches you want to eventually see him finish, but really tough situations. We're nitpicking there. I think as a route runner, he's really good. I think he's a great athlete. I think he, generally speaking, he has really good hands. I think he can win in the short to intermediate to deep areas of the field. I think he's balanced in that way. I think he can make things happen after the catch, which I like a lot. He's basically a receiver there, so they don't ask him to block a lot, so you're just not going to see him, you know, do a lot of things like that. He only had 31 catches last year. You know, he 489 yards on those catches, and he averaged 15.8 yards per catch. And the year before, he averaged 16.7 yards per catch. So he is a mismatch type of player. There's no doubt about it. He fits a modern NFL really well, like you said. I think he's incredibly talented. He's one of my more favorite players in the draft. But as a blocker, yeah, we haven't really seen much. It's just kind of a question mark, an unknown, I would say.
Goddard's my number one guy. You talked about him plenty there, but I'm even higher on his potential than you are. You talked about him being a, what did you say, a late day two or an early day three pick? Is that what you said?
Like a round three type guy, early round three probably.
Okay. So like a round three dude. Goddard's got first round potential to me.
He said it.
The frame that he has, how he could possibly be used as an all-purpose tight end. And when we talk about the two tight end system, you know, earlier I talked about Brenneman being one of the, like, a complementary piece in a two tight end system. I think Goddard has the potential to be the main component of a two tight end system. So, like, the guy that can truly do it all, who you can put on the line, who can block in short yardage situations, who can go out and get passes at any point in the field, who you could also line up in a bunch of different places. He might be baby Travis Kelce to me. And so he obviously has to show that he can continue the flash to potential that we've seen in the last couple of years. But if he is my tight end one. And I think I had Andrews as my tight end one back when we were going through the tight ends for the first time. I thought Andrews was going to be better. But the more I thought about it, the more that I've looked at where the NFL is going and the possible piece that he could be. Talk about potential here. He's my number one guy.
Very interesting. So it's going to be the Goddard Andrews, you know, back and forth the whole year, you know?
Probably.
At the top. Yeah.
Probably.
Darnold Allen, maybe back and forth, a little Darnold Allen back and forth, a little Andrews Goddard back and forth. And then we're closer in the running back group, although maybe a little Chubb Michelle back and forth, although I'm open to the fact Chubb could be better this season. But we'll have a little controversy on the show. People always like that, right? A little stir it up. Yeah. Will be very first take-ish, I think, in the new season.
No.
Not at all. Don't worry. Keep it locked right here, folks. We'll be back next week. Oh, yeah, no Friday pod this week. We're sorry about that. No Friday pod. Schedules just would not allow it for this week, but we'll be back early next week. We'll finish up the offensive side of the ball with wide receivers on Monday. We'll kick that off. We'll talk about a wide receiver class that is absolutely all over the place. I've got to take the weekend. I've got to figure out exactly what my rankings are. Pop a couple of these guys their tape in and check them out, because right now I'm just all over the place with the wide receiver class. So, but I promise by Monday we'll be locked and loaded. But in the meantime, you keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.